Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Friday, everyone. Welcome to Somewhere in the Middle with Michelle Berard. I am your host, Michelle Berard, founder and CEO of Urban Book Editor, LLC, and I'm very happy to share this hour with you where we examine all those places where spirit meets life and the joys and challenges that may bring. So those of you who have been listening for a little while know that Somewhere in the Middle is intended to be a safe place where we can learn and grow together. And we discuss a variety of topics ranging from love to politics to money, business, writing, creativity, and beyond. And that is because the human experience is wide and it is varied. So I know that you guys have a lot that you want to share with us as well. So I don't want us to just babble at you for the next hour. I want you to feel free participating and engaging. So we want to hear from you. Make sure that as you're listening to our guests, you get your questions and comments ready, because in the second half of the show, I'll be taking calls from you guys, our audience. Now, you also know that I like to start by thanking Ms. Beverly Black and Tribe Family Channel for helping me create this space for us. Tribe Family Channel is home to an assortment of thought-provoking shows that explore life, spirit, business, and culture, including The Woman at the Well, hosted by Ms. Beverly Black herself. I also want to give a shout-out to Nina Braz, writer, blogger, and founder and CEO of Anina Production, who was my guest on the last show. Nina's writing centers around themes of love, healing, and magic, and she recently co-authored and published her first book of poetry, Love and Other Monsters, which you can find at Amazon.com and other book retailers. You can connect with Nina at her website, aninaproduction.com. And if you missed the last show, make sure you listen to that replay. You can get to that replay by visiting Tribe Family Channel online and checking out the show recordings. You're going to look for the September 15th show. You will want to hear that discussion. It was all about creativity and writing and all of those things that we experience as writers trying to get our message out into the world. Now, I also want to give a shout-out to Bruce George of the Genius is Common movement, which encourages all of us to embrace our inner genius and share it with the world. This is such an important message that we share with our youth, and not just with the youth, but we all need to be reminded that the world needs our genius. So you can learn more about the Genius is Common movement at geniusiscommon.com. Now, tonight, we're going to discuss how we can deal with the chaos and confusion we see in the world today. Many of us have been stressed out and conflicted as we see the growing divisions among people. increasing violence, and lack of civility and trust, even in the highest levels of government and society. A lot of us have been wondering, what can we do to regain a measure of calm in this sea of chaos and confusion? And my guest tonight has some ideas for us. Bobby Stevens, PhD, has doctorates in both psychology and business management. Her latest book is entitled Making Sense of the Chaos. The impetus for this book and her life's work is a discovery or experience she had many years ago that totally changed her life. She learned her life's purpose, and it provided her with the understanding of how life works and the unlimited potential we all have deep within us. As a result of that experience, she and her late husband, Dr. Dean Portinga, founded Unlimited Futures LLC, an organization that has been providing programs for the development of human potential for over 30 years. Dr. Stevens is the creator of the Unlimited Futures programs. She is also a futurist, speaker, coach, facilitator, and radio personality. And she has many other books that she's written, which include Unlimited Futures, How to Understand the Life You Have and Create the Life You Want, Understanding Stress, How to Relieve the Stress, Boost Your Energy, and Discover a Whole New Life, and Unlimited Futures Discovered. I want to welcome Dr. Bobby Stevens to Somewhere in the Middle with Michelle Broad. Thank you, Bobby, for coming on the show.
Well, thank you, Michelle, for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I am super excited to have you on the show. And, you know, this is actually a topic that's pretty near and dear to my heart. It's part of the reason that I wanted to create this platform, this forum for us to discuss these issues, is because we are living, as they say, as a Chinese proverb says, in interesting times. There's a lot of strife among family members, friends, coworkers, over the things going on in politics and entertainment. There's a lot of, well, frankly, shocking levels of violence directed at people as they go about their normal lives, at school, at work, at parties, at concerts. Our country has been at war on multiple fronts for almost 2 decades, I believe. People are stressed out. And you've been working to help people address these issues as they impact their lives in the world. So I like to start my interviews with 2 questions, and that's because I believe they lead right into what you're doing and why. So I'm going to ask you, Dr. Bobby Stevens, who are you, and how did you become who you are today?
That's a really good question. Yes. I had an experience many years ago that totally changed my life. And I had the privilege of seeing and understanding what Einstein calls the unified field theory. And many scientists have been studying how everything fits together and works for many years. And I think it's now called the theory of everything. And I was privileged to simply see how it all works. And I don't explain it in scientific terms because I'm not a scientist, but I clearly do know what's happening, and I understand how it works, and I understand what's happening and why it's happening and what we can do about it at this point in time.
Wow. So let me ask you, I'm sorry to interrupt. You said unified field theory and the theory of everything?
Yes.
What is that exactly?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, a big subject. But we need to understand it, and scientists have now discovered things. I have seen scientists discovering things over the years that I have known for many years that I could see at this time, and it's pretty exciting to see what scientists have discovered. And now they have discovered that something that can totally change our lives, will change absolutely everything in our world, if we all understood it. And so that's what Making Sense of the Chaos is all about, is helping us understand how it all works, the role we each play in creating our experiences, and how together we create world experiences.
So together we create world experiences. What do you mean by that?
Okay, we'll probably start out with understanding how we create. I could see that there is just one wholeness, and there is nothing in existence except this one wholeness. And this wholeness is love expressing intelligently through energy. So everything, everyone, and everything in the entire universe is this. And there is simply a field of intelligence, and the source I call love. So love is expressing through this field of intelligence, expressing through energy, moved and directed by the field of intelligence. And so that's who we are. We are, on the physical level, we're energy, and so is everything else. And on the mental level, we're intelligence. And on the spiritual level, we're love. And as love, intelligence, and energy, we are also creators. And we actually create our own experiences, and all of us together create world experiences. We create our experiences through our beliefs. And we've all probably heard, if you can believe it, you can achieve it.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't understand, we haven't understood who we are, and we haven't understood that the power we have within ourselves to actually create. We have created most of our experiences and world experiences unconsciously. But what I could see is that there are laws of nature, our principles of life, that govern how we actually are the ones that's creating whatever we're experiencing. And all of us together, all of our thoughts, all of our beliefs are creating world experiences.
So actually, that takes me to something that I read in your book. So I'm going to actually ask you about this.
Okay.
There is, in the first chapter, you start talking about fear and stress.
Yes.
Fear creates stress, and stress creates fear. And I'm quoting here from your book. It is a vicious cycle, and it is going on in the lives of many people around the world. And so if we are experiencing all of this fear, which is creating stress, and stress is creating the fear, it's kind of creating this negative feedback loop, is that what is causing the manifestation of so much anger and separation and violence even that we are seeing around the world? What, I mean, is that what's causing all of this, all of our own fear?
Yes. Yes, what's happening? Actually, what we have done is created a world so stressful that we can no longer live in it. And Einstein says it's appallingly obvious that our technology has outpaced our humanity. And, of course, technology is just part of it. But what happens is that everything changes. Everything is changing faster and faster, and people are having a hard time keeping up with all the changes and all the fear that's going on, all the news. Every time we hear something, it brings in more and more fear. And what we understand is inanimate objects like a beam of wood or steel can only handle so much stress, and it'll break. It starts to crack, and it breaks. And the same thing happens with the human nervous system. We can only handle so much stress, and then something has to give. What happens is people lose their ability to reason. And this is what's going on in the world today. Some people can, I mean, different ones of us can handle different amounts of stress depending on the condition of our nervous systems. But at some point, any nervous system will become overstressed and incapable of functioning properly. So that's what we're seeing more and more in the world today, in people feeling fearful, feeling hopeless and helpless. And when those things happen, they have no sense of reason or understanding. So that's what causes all the violence. That's what we're seeing, fights breaking out in all these different places, road rage, all the things that we're seeing. Years ago, I remember when the first really major group killing happened at Columbine Schools. This must have been maybe 20 years ago. And we were all so upset, we couldn't believe that that was happening in the United States. But now today, every time we turn on the news, there's mass killing someplace. And we have become acclimated to believing that it is that way. And it doesn't have to be that way. We can change it, and that's what we're going to learn. That's what we learn how to do. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah. And actually, I remember Columbine as well. I was living overseas at the time, and I remember the reaction of the people. I was living in Guatemala at the time, and I remember the reaction of the people there. They were, I can't even say how shocked. If we were shocked, they were beyond shocked, because the image of the United States, you know, was, especially back then, was still pretty elevated as compared to now. So I think it was shocking worldwide. Do you see any particular moment where things started to kind of go off the rails as you look at history or look at the development of technology? Where would you say that things maybe started to go off the rails for us?
Well, it's been building up for many, many, many years. And what we see is all the chaos that's going on. We see corruption in government, in business, and even in the medical field. We're seeing storms that are floods and storms killing people. Weather patterns are changing. And actually, all of our problems can be traced back to one incorrect belief, one incorrect concept that we all bought into. We were all taught this, and our whole society has been built around it. And that is the concept of separateness. We were taught that we're on our own and that we have to take care of ourselves regardless of how it affects other people. We were taught to compete, that we had to be stronger. We had to be able to protect ourselves. And actually, humankind has no natural predators, but we became predators among ourselves because of our beliefs. What we now know, and what I was able to clearly see many years ago, and what scientists now knows, is that everyone and everything in the entire universe is connected. Now, what that means is that what affects any of us affects all of us. So we can think of ourselves, or we really are cells in the body of the universe, if we think of it that way. And we can compare it to cells in our own body. Every cell is an individual little cell, but it's intelligent, and it knows that it has a purpose, it knows it has something to do, and it knows it has to work with all the other little cells to create a healthy, well-functioning body. But what happens when some little cells decide that they don't want to work with the other cells, that they're special somehow, and they're not going to work with the other cells? That's what we call cancer. And that's actually what we've created in the body of the universe. But I believe, I mean, I know that we're going through a major transformation. Now, we're in a very precarious state because the universe could select surgery because it could get along well without planet Earth, but I don't think that's what's going to happen. I do believe that we're going through a transformation now, that the result of that transformation is the biggest transformation that the world's ever seen. And I believe the result of that transformation is going to be a much more advanced species of humanity.
Wow. So is that what you're referring to? Well, let me, again, I'm going back to your book.
Okay.
You say in here, two major forces are influencing the world simultaneously. There is a very powerful destructive force destroying everything we have known in the past. At the same time, there's a very powerful progressive force that is moving us into expanded levels of awareness and knowledge. So is that what you're referring to when you talk about this new, I guess you would say a new species of human, if you will, or, you know, a more evolved species?
Yes, I think what has been happening for at least the last 50 years is there is a network of people, or there's a number of people, and that number is growing, who have a deeper understanding of what life's really all about. And in my book I talk about many people that have awakenings to understand how the whole thing works. But I think what's happening, we're actually being forced to discover, to wake up, basically, to discover who we really are and discover the power that we really have within ourselves. We actually have the potential to be able to create whatever we choose, but we don't know that. And more people are beginning to realize that. And what I hope that people will get from my book and will be able to do is start to understand how we create and how we can actually create something totally different than what we're experiencing in the world today.
So what would you say is an example of something that someone could do to start tapping into that awareness? How would someone, if someone felt like, wow, I think that I understand what Dr. Bobby is talking about, but I don't know where to start, what would you advise them as a jumping off point for trying to go down this road of exploration?
Okay, what I'm asking everybody to do actually is make a commitment to take 15 to 20 minutes every day and just sit in silence and question. We need to question our beliefs. And what will happen if we do that? We're all connected to all intelligence, universal intelligence. And if we start questioning, we'll start getting answers. And that's what happened when this experience happened for me. I started thinking about my life, and I started questioning. I started thinking, and I know we all have these questions from time to time. I started thinking about, what's life really all about? Why am I here? What should I be doing? And we can ask those kinds of questions, and we will get answers. We don't have to ask those kinds of questions. We can ask any kind of question because we're all connected to universal intelligence. And when we make a commitment to take 15 to 20 minutes every day to just sit in silence and question, just ask any question, and become quiet and still and listen. That's all we have to do. We have to become quiet and still and listen. But it's a process, and to begin with, it's just like what I felt when I started meditating, and of course meditation is extremely valuable for us, and the ordinary mind will start saying things to us like, what are you doing this for? This doesn't work. You're wasting your time. You have things to do. You know, I think we can all kind of relate to that.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to persist. and that's what I did. You persist and you keep questioning, and you will get answers. You will open the channel for intuitive inspiration.
Now I personally find meditation extremely helpful. I try to get my kids to do it. They don't want to hear me. But that's okay. One day they will look back and say, Mom, you were right. I know this because I've had it happen a couple of times. A couple of times I got it on video. I'm still waiting to get the third kid on video. I will hear it again in my lifetime. But meditation for me has helped me to calm my mind and focus my thoughts, and has really helped me to move more purposefully in different areas. But I hear sometimes, and I've recently heard again, someone saying, meditation is bad. That's not what we're supposed to be doing, because meditation is kind of new agey, and the new agey people tell us to silence our minds or quiet our minds, and that's not what God wants us to do. And I wonder, what would you say to folks who kind of have that perspective? Obviously, we can't necessarily change our minds, but what would be your response to that?
My response is always try it and see what happens. It's not, you know, there's nothing spooky about it. You know, all movement comes from, all activity comes from inactivity. We can't move unless we're still first, and then we move. So everything originates from the source. All activity and all sound comes from silence, originates in silence. All music has the silence before there can be music. It's just the way things work. And the way we create is our beliefs. We have beliefs about everything. And most of the things that we believe were programmed into our minds before we were 6 years old. So most of the things we believe are things that the people around us believed when we were very, very young. And that's how these things get handed down from generation to generation to generation. And we will continue creating the same things that we believed unless we stop and question our beliefs, because our beliefs create our thoughts and feelings, which guide our actions, which produce our experiences. And if we understand how we do that, what's going on within us is we have beliefs about everything. And those beliefs can be changed, because a belief is just information that we've accepted as truth. But most people go through their whole lives believing what they were told before they were 6 years old. And obviously, you don't have a lot of power if we spend our life like that. So we can call it New Age or whatever we want, but we have to be open to understanding that there's more than what we knew when we were 6 years old. We obviously grow up. We all learn a lot of things. But the one thing that we don't understand really is that we can change those beliefs. There is our inner world and our outer world. And on our inner world, there's our beliefs, our feelings, our thoughts, and our attention. And that is... And that's what's going on within us. And the outer world is just a replication of what's going on inside us. So if there's only confusion and fear going on inside us, that's what we're going to produce in the external world. I rattled on and on.
No, not at all. Actually, I'm thinking about what you're saying, because I feel like I heard someone say once something about, if there's something going on around you, even if it's not directly impacting you, there's something difficult or challenging or dangerous going on around you that you are even aware of, that is also a reflection of what's going on inside of you. Does that seem like too much of a stretch to say that?
Well, I think what's going on, I mean, what we're actually experiencing ourselves is a result of our own thoughts, feelings, and where we focus our attention. What mm-hmm. we experience in the world around us, I mean, that will be projected into the world around us. But what the bigger picture around us is going to be the projection of all the people. So it's not necessarily just our projection. It's going to be the projection of a lot of other people as well. So there may be a lot of things going on that you didn't necessarily participate in, but certainly affects you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so the reason I think about these things in maybe more abstract a way than I should, because so I'm out here on the West Coast, right? And I'm mm-hmm. driving past the I'm driving on the highway about a week ago, and I saw the beginning of one of these fires. I was driving past, and this bush was on fire. It looked like that burning bush in the Moses movie that they used to show like 30 years ago around Easter. They would show that same movie every year, and it had the burning right. bush, and, you know, it looked just like that. And I was like, why is there a burning bush on the side of the highway? And I was like, my mind was blown, because we just don't have this any of the places I've ever lived before. And I'm going, and there's a cop there, and there are two cops there, one in an SUV and one on a bike. I'm like, they must not have a fire extinguisher, because they could put, it was small enough where they could have probably put that thing out right that moment if they had the right equipment on them to do it in that mm-hmm. SUV. And I was like, wow, that is really spooky. Then a few hours later, I get home from running errands and all that. All of a sudden, it's a fire. It's a real live fire. And I'm like, what in the name of God is going on around here that got so out of control so quickly? And the same thing with certain other situations. I look and I'm like, what happened? I just wonder what happened to get things so out of control so quickly. Like, how did things devolve for that guy in Las Vegas who shot everybody? How did things devolve to such a point for him? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I just wonder about these things.
I believe that what we're experiencing now, when we look at a big picture of it, has been happening over a long time. But just the fact that it has now gotten become so violent and become so much, we can't ignore it anymore. And I think what's happening is we're being forced to wake up to what's possible for us. We have known for a long, long time that we are using only a small percent of our potential. But mm-hmm. you know, we're complacent. we are okay as long as life is just all right. Without, you know, we know it could be better, but we're okay with it until it gets so bad that we have to pay attention. We have to wake up. And that's the thing, you know, you got the little burning bush, and it's no big deal. And so you let the little bush burn, but then all of a sudden it's a huge fire. And that gets our attention. And I think that's on a global level, on a much larger level, that's what's happened on the level of consciousness, is that the time has come for humanity to wake up, to realize the power that we all have within ourselves, and the fact that we are actually creating whatever it is we're experiencing, because we are creators, and that's who we are, and that's what we're doing, and we can create something very different than what we're experiencing now if we choose to do so. But how bad does it have to get before we start paying attention? I think we must be getting close. What do you think?
Well, I sure hope so, because I think it's interesting. A friend of mine, and actually let me just remind our callers, we're going to start taking calls at about quarter of the hour, so stick with us. Get your questions ready. Jot them down if you think you're going to forget them. We are going to open the phone lines in just a little bit. But your question reminds me of something a friend of mine had said once. He said, really, we were approaching a stage during the 60s where there was kind of the flower power, love movement, you know, free love movement that eventually got hijacked and kind of misdirected. But that movement, the people thought the age of Aquarius, so to speak, was coming, where we would have more of a higher understanding of ourselves as human beings and as spiritual beings, and our interconnectedness. But that got, like I said, misdirected or redirected. Maybe it was a little premature. Maybe it was what I call foreshadowing. I think that we have foreshadowing in life, not just in books. And it may have been a cultural foreshadowing of what's to come, but in the interim, man, since then, the turmoil has just been positively exhausting. And yes. It just makes me wonder, you know, what advice can we give to people who are really struggling with everything that's going on right now? Because I even read an article that people are having dreams about politicians torturing them and stuff like that, just from all the stress of just the whole political vibe. Imagine if I had that going on, I wouldn't sleep at night, you know, and the less sleep you get, the more dangerous you become in every level of speaking. So what advice would you give to people who are really struggling right now?
That's right. Well, the only thing that we need to do, obviously, is to stop. You know, we just keep going and going and going. I mean, the thing is, when we need something most is when we're least likely to do it. But what we need to do is we need to stop and start just taking stock of our lives, start asking questions, start saying, what can I do? We can change the world, but we can't change it immediately. It's a process. All the things that happened in the past have led us to where we are now. And now we have the opportunity to create a new future. What is present now has already been created, so there's nothing we can do about that. When we think about changing the world, we normally think we have to go out in the world and do something. But actually, we need to go within ourselves because that's where all the power is. We have all the power in the world within ourselves. We are all connected to universal intelligence, all knowledge. And if we just learn to become quiet and still and listen, we will be able to write our lives. And it's a process over time. It's a commitment, and we simply have to make the commitment and follow through. That's the only thing that I know that actually works.
Well, and then let me ask about some other things. Like for me, I tend to be a little high strung. I tend to be a little high strung. So for me, meditation has really helped. The other thing that's really helped me has been yoga. Yeah. And I don't know if it's just because you spend so much time really focusing, kind of getting back into your body. You know what I mean? Like really focusing on what you're doing with your body and how to move your muscles and how everything feels in that moment. So you're not really just sitting there thinking all of the things that you think and worrying like we tend to do as human beings about every single thing on the planet. And are there other activities that you might, because some people say, oh, I can't do yoga, that's too foo-foo or whatever. What other types of things do you think that people can do to help to kind of center themselves again and really kind of focus internally, slow their minds, you know, and kind of recapture their understanding of themselves and their personal power?
Yeah, I yoga is wonderful, and that is when I first discovered all of these things, it actually happened because I read an article in a magazine about some yoga breathing exercises that would help one quit smoking. I was smoking at the time, addicted to cigarettes. I knew I wanted to stop. I found the author. She was a yoga teacher. She taught me stretching exercises and breathing exercises. I found a book on focusing techniques and meditation, and I put together a routine of things that I started doing on a daily basis, and my whole life changed. And so after my experience, I knew that my purpose was to share the things that I knew with others. And so I put together a course, which and started a company, which is called Unlimited Futures, which I believe you mentioned. And I founded Unlimited Futures, and I put together a course that we do every, you know, that you have to make a commitment to do a process every day, and the course is over 7 sessions. But everyone I knew something wonderful had happened for me, and they wanted to know about it, and I knew that it's something that we can all experience. So just knowing about it, it's not going to change anyone's life. But if anyone is willing to make a commitment to actually doing this, the process that I work with is stretching exercises, breathing exercises, meditation, and focusing techniques. And we have a course which we call our Tapping Your Inner Wisdom core course now with Unlimited Futures. And thousands of people have been through the course and had amazing results. And it's a commitment over time, and anybody that's willing to, I mean, the upside is so huge, and the downside is so small. I mean, people say, "Well, I don't have time." Well, I mean, you know, it's the most valuable thing one could do with their time. It just provides you with the opportunity to totally be in charge with your life and create it the way you want it to be. And it's possible for all of us, but it's a commitment. And, you know, if we're not willing to do what we need, you know, something to change ourselves, then nothing's going to change. So we have to let go of our old beliefs and be open to accepting new possibilities.
Well, and I think that's actually the challenge. It's really hard, I think, to challenge yourself, unless you tend to be a fairly competitive person in some ways, not necessarily competitive with others, but competitive with yourself. You know, like you have this, I will master this or else kind of mentality to really focus on doing that. And I know even for me, I've been doing, you know, meditation and yoga off and on for years. But, you know, life gets busy, you fall off the wagon, you know, you go back to, you know, stressing out and then you realize, oh my goodness, I'm stressed out, I haven't been meditating or I haven't been going to yoga.
Exactly.
So, but if I can say anything.
Do they go through our course is they try it, and that's what happened to me too. You know, I worked with this process, and I was on top of the world. Everything was working for me. I was creating all kinds of wonderful things for myself. And then I stopped doing all the things I needed to do to take care of myself and started going back to functioning the way I had before. And people that go through our course usually try to do that too. And, of course, once you really experience the possibilities, you don't want to go back. And, of course, you know, I knew I had to go back and understand what happened, why it happened, and make a real commitment to it. And I do have to admit I'm a fairly disciplined person. But you simply do have to discipline yourself, because if you don't discipline yourself, nature will discipline you. You know,
that is true.
Yeah, you'll experience the consequence of your choices, and we all get to make choices, and there's amazing possibilities if we just choose to follow through and do what we need to do to take care of ourselves.
Well, and if I can say anything about that, I would say if anybody's listening and they're like, oh, I just can't, or I tried this already, or something like that, I have fallen off the meditation yoga wagon multiple times, and each time after a little while, I'm like, oh, wait, something's not right. Let me get myself back on track. And as long as you're paying attention and you're getting back on track, there is no failure in that. You know, there is absolutely no shame in saying, oh, I fell off the wagon. Let me go ahead and get back focused again. And hopefully I've rediscovered my focus in a way here in Cali, because let me tell you, they make it so easy for you here. You got yoga around the corner everywhere you go. You know, you've got so many wonderful opportunities to really connect with nature, or to, you know, take do meditation or do yoga, do something that is good for you, whatever it is that works for you that really helps you to refocus your energy. So I encourage people to do that, even if they've fallen off the wagon.
Oh, absolutely. We all do. That's how we learn. We try something. If it really works, I mean, and I always say, people will call me and say, well, I've got this problem. And I say, you're doing your program? And they'll say, well, I haven't for a while. So, of course, they know that they've got to go back to do their program, and they can tell a big difference. And, you know, we all have choices, and so we just get to choose what we want. And if we choose to do what we need to do to take care of ourselves, we can create absolutely fabulous lives for ourselves. But if we don't, we experience whatever the consequence of our choices are. That's how we learn. And so we get to
very cool
time. Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'm gonna open up the phone lines. We have a couple of callers here who may have questions for you. So let's see. We've got area code 239. Area code 239. Do you have a question or a comment for Dr. Bobby?
Hello?
Area code 239. Yes, ma'am.
Hello, can you hear me? Hi. I went through Bobby Stevens's course, and I really found it helpful. It changed my life completely. And tonight I was watching a television show about BBC America, and they were talking about Obamacare and all the insurance companies and everything like that. And I thought to myself, if people could take care of themselves and could do the exercises and the meditation and the focus technique, we wouldn't have this great health care problem. Do you have any comment on that?
You're absolutely right. If we can create perfectly healthy lives for ourselves, and it's all a choice. And we don't. The problem is, so many people do not understand that it's a choice. And at any point in time, we can choose. We can choose to start taking care of ourselves, and we can start creating better health for ourselves. Yeah, it's always a choice, and everybody gets to experience the consequence of their choices. That was a very good question, and thank you. You're a good student.
Thank you so much, caller. I appreciate it. Let me ask you, related to that, so what I'm also hearing or catching a vibe of is kind of the mind-body connection here. So if we can get our minds straight, then that will help to keep our bodies in good shape and functioning. Because obviously the healthcare is mostly dealing with physical, although there are mental health components there. How does the mind-body connection really figure into this?
Yes, we get where the whole world is getting excited about what we eat. Now, what we eat is important. It is important to watch your diet, and what you eat is important. But what you think has a much greater effect on your health than what you eat. And so we normally that we have not been aware of that so far. So what we're trying to say here is wake up. Your thinking really matters. Take the time to question, to ask questions, to think about how to create health for yourself. We all basically are our own. The body heals itself. If we don't take care of it, it gets sick, and we go to the doctor. But bottom line is, regardless of what we do to help it, the body heals itself. So the mind, body, spirit connection is extremely important because it's all a part of who we are, huh? And we can't take care of what we try to do is one thing and the other, huh? And we can't. It's all connected, and we have to look at it as a whole. We have to look at actually it's the highest level of wellness that we're talking about, the psychological wellness and physical wellness go together. Our thoughts and feelings go together.
Very good, very good. Well, let's go ahead and see if we've got another caller. Area code 612. Area code 612, are you there, caller? Area code 612.
I'm here. I'm interested in what Bobby has been talking about. It's very fascinating. And I'd be interested in Bobby sharing a little bit more about some of the things that she has done with the program, with the work that she's done.
Okay.
So Dr. Bobby, can you share with us more about your program and how it works and what kinds of things people can expect from the program?
Absolutely. Yeah. We now have it. It's a digital program. You can do at home, and it's seven sessions, and you do one session a week for 7 weeks. But there's things that we need to do every day, and it explained very clearly in the session. We actually did a course in person and film that course so you can experience that course along with the people that were there, huh? So you can see their experiences and relate them to your experiences. So the course is, as I said, I put this course together to help people to share, huh, with people who said, "What happened to you? This is wonderful." And they started doing the course, and they started creating the things they wanted in their lives. They were creating health and better relationships and people, you know, some people, I definitely do not, you know, can't say that it cures everything, but people that were diabetic could get off of some of their medications and different things that would happen. It's amazing the things that happen when a person actually starts working with this process. It's a lifestyle. It's a commitment for the rest of your life. Once you start working with this process, you don't ever stop, because what you're doing is taking care of yourself, and you're learning to discover yourself, discover who you are and what's really possible for you and the power you have within yourself to actually create whatever you choose in your life. We have that power, and we do not have to suffer. We have just accepted the fact that we do, and we've bought into aging. You know, we bought into believing that as we get older, we're going to fall apart. But we experience that. We see all kinds of people experiencing that, and we experience it because we believe it. That's what we expect. If we can create different beliefs, we can create different experiences. And this program is wonderful in helping people actually create the experiences that they want. And if anybody wants to know more about it, you can go to our website at unlimitedfutures.org and get all the information on it.
Thank you so much. Thank you, caller. I appreciate that. That's a great question for our guest. So we have a couple more callers. Let me see if we can get these folks in before we hit the hour.
Okay.
We have area code 678. Area code 678. Did you have a question for Dr. Bobby?
Hi, Bobby. No, I don't have a question, but I do have a comment. I've taken her course as well. And everything she highlighted on this call really it's a great reminder that, you know, human beings being what they are, we're going to falter. We're going to fall off the wagon, like you stated. And it's so important to not let that be a defeat, to get back on the horse and to reapply what we know and what we know is good for us. So I really enjoyed listening to Bobby and recount kind of all the new details of her book as well. So thank you for that.
Thank you. That's great. Yeah, it's very definitely true. We live in a very stressful world, and we're saying that we have to remove ourselves from all the activities going on, and realize, go within ourselves and realize what's possible for us. And we will all fall off the wagon from time to time. It's a challenge that everybody can accomplish. It's not hard, except for the fact that it's something, it's different. And once you start working with this process, you know that you can always go back. You know that you have changed your life before with the process. You can go back and you could do it again.
Awesome. Thank you so much, caller. I appreciate that. And we have one more caller. I think that is area code 248. Area code 248. Are you there, caller? Area code 248. Okay, area code 248, it doesn't seem to be there. So, Bobby, I have just a couple more things I wanted to ask you about, and that's related to something else that I saw in your book. I hope you don't mind me referring back to it so often. But there are a couple of things.
Excuse me.
Oh, no, go ahead. No, just there are a couple of things in here that kind of struck me. Like one thing you mentioned here is that scientists around the world are discovering a whole new science. They are discovering that the world simply doesn't work the way we believed it did. And I'm wondering, where can people learn more about some of these scientific discoveries that are taking place? I mean, yeah, we hear about the Hadron Collider and things like that, and that's the one that I think of. When we say kind of evidence that we influence the world around us, we can change the world around us, because they were saying the particles did not behave the same way when people were watching versus when they weren't.
Right.
You know, when they were watching the Hadron Collider. Are there books, are there, you know, websites that people can go to learn about this from a scientific perspective if they're a little wary of the kind of meditation woo-woo side of things? Maybe there's a scientific angle they can take to start looking into this?
Sure, absolutely. There's a book, and I talk about it in my book. It's called The Field by McTaggart. McTaggart, what is her name? Lynn McTaggart.
Lynn? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lynn McTaggart. It's called The Field, and she has interviewed scientists around the world and talked about their scientific findings and what they're finding is totally different than what we have believed in the past. And that's a really good reference book. And in the back of the book, there is some scientific studies that people can look up if they want to. You can always Google it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a question about anything, we know we can Google it these days. But then McTaggart's book is really good in giving you kind of an overall view of the scientific findings that are going on in the world today.
Very cool, very cool. So everybody, I want to encourage you to follow Bobby Stevens. So Bobby, where can people find you, and where can they buy your books?
Okay, they can find me and buy my first book, which is called Unlimited Futures, How to Understand the Life You Have and Create the Life You Want, on my website, and also my course, the Tapping Into Your Inner Wisdom Core Course. And that you can find all that on our unlimitedfutures.org. So the site for that is unlimitedfutures.org. And you can order the new book, Making Sense of the Chaos, from that website, which is just makingsenseofthechaos.com.
Very cool, very cool. And you are a radio personality. When does your show air?
Yes, my show is the first and third Saturday afternoon. It's at 4 o'clock Eastern Time, so you'd have to figure out what that time is otherwise. 4 o'clock Eastern Time on Saturdays. And what else do you need to know about that? Yeah.
Well, what's the name and what are you guys going to be talking about?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, the name is, it's about Unlimited Futures. And it's sponsored by Unlimited Futures, and we're going to be talking about this coming, the 21st, we will be talking about the new book, and some of the things that we talked about tonight. We'll be going into more details on that. And the last one, we talked about how Unlimited Futures came to be. And each session we will be giving more and more information about how the process works and how people can actually work with the process for creating their own lives the way they want them to be.
Very cool, very cool. Goodness knows we need it. I'll be listening in. For those of you who didn't catch the time, that's the first and third Saturday of each month, 4 p.m. Eastern. That makes it, I think, 1 p.m. Pacific. 2 p.m. Mountain, 3 p.m. Central, if I got that right. Hopefully I got that right. Awesome. Yay! I love it when I can do time zones. It's very exciting for me.
Did a great job.
Means my brain is working pretty good.
Yes,
well, Bobby, thank you so much for being with me today on Somewhere in the Middle with Michelle Berard. That is our show for this week, guys. You can reach out to me online at urbanbookeditor.com or on Facebook and Instagram as Urban Book Editor. Send me a note. You know I like to hear from you. Feel free to send over some topics that you'd like us to cover on the show. Again, I want to give a big, big shout-out to Beverly Black, Tribe Family Channel, and all the members of Tribe Family Channel, including Bobby Stevens. This is so exciting. And it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure and an honor. So, Bobby, thank you so much again for joining us, and I look forward to hearing your show.
Great. Thank you, Michelle. We appreciate it.
All right. You guys be good, stay mindful, and remain prayerful. I will see you again on Tribe Family Channel here on Friday, October 28th, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Pacific. And you guys be good. Peace and blessings, y'all.